ocean, but here's some more rope. Barefoot in the bush, burning dope, push smoke out my big nose. My favorite game is let's pose, let's pose. I ask the question just to see it in your face. I already know the answer never mattered. Every night he drink and piss up the mattress. Kept turning it over and backwards till he threw it out, laid on the box spring like a cactus. Madness. Some slowly go, some just vanish. Don't make a promise you can't keep. Don't make a keepsake out of grief. I can't promise anything. It's pills to help you sleep. It's ill, but you're like krill in that cold deep. Alcohol seep out the pores like gills. Air squeeze out the ocean floor. Leviathan swim with open jaw.
As many times as you need. You need permission to have an issue with me. I'm not privy to the stories you live inside. A home of all history, I just bend the rhyme. No mystery guard, deepest look inside. Thick fog of the channel, Rando, pseudo Rambo, bad camo. Armed to a T is a tango. Let the brains blow, ball headed Kango. Televised game show, strange soul, raw scam. I ate a roll of Shavasana, hopped up, working on my posture. I'm a slap box, Judge Mathis and Judge Wapner. Hot stuff, crock pot all rocked up, lockstep. Everything for sale except for the scale, crops, scrub. Eight arms at the last grab, put them on the glass. The number's fine, but his math's bad. Guns and butter for King Crab, claws pinching my skin tag. Don't holler back, black brass tacks, double for windbags. Green grass and blue flower, seaweed snack from Okinawa. 4D facts, don't be a Weisenheimer.
Studying the culture that is speaking to the vision, muttering terminology to cure the condition. Basically, I'm saying the actor play is prescription. Okay, I see. Well, what next? Honor what you're doing with controller, never upset. Power to the players, I'm a saver with a rough neck. Button master layer, but I'm coaching, never stuck yet. Okay, well, what does that mean? Says novice player to the one who wins happy. Success lacks impressive goals, a bit tacky. Pink me the type to wave dash while rapping. Driving cross country, my stumpy, no, I go south of tone now. 3D printed my own Kodachrome mount. Paul Simon Gold Sound anniversary final. Traveling with the title, screaming along to piebald. Fear and loathing in Cape Cod, hey God, I'm wired. Paid off but dumb tired, hitting cones at Dunshire. Statements old, liars with topic is gamer status. When it dilutes to a gatekeep, reframe the balance. The interpreter of melodies is here, listening on heartbeat. And yo, I believe the fear, I'm receiving the care that was too late to come. So now I'm walking to Walmart, contemplating the fronto. Youch, bumbo, comes close to failure. Paddle fast, carrier, I scatter the barrier. I clamor hysteria into a neat construction. Simulate the rhythm till it translates to me bumping. Student of the absurd clothes, plane pilot came through the party in his work clothes. He had those curl toes right up to the bootstraps. Thought he was a service member. Thanks my dude for do that. My skill is rock the doodads, but he not, so we not. Right along to a song can make the catalyst, the catapults, the charm glue tightly to my lips. So when I speak it, filters through the glyph that puts energy into meaning. Increased it, big, my collection is growing. Paradoxical specialty sets the scene and then I'm glowing. A rap song can stack on the stats that blast phonies, but I just power up to flower bloom with the homies. Okay, well, what does that mean? Says novice player to the one who wins happy. Success lacks impressive goals, a bit tacky. Pink be the type to wave dash while rapping. Okay, well, what does that mean? Says novice player to the one who wins happy. Success lacks impressive goals, a bit tacky. Pink be the type to wave dash while rapping.
Cool. Fuck yeah.
Hello, hello? Can they still hear the music?
Yeah, I can, but I don't know how if they can.
Okay. Let's just assume that it's working. Fine. We got some Boards of Canada playing right now. Music is math. Hello, everybody. How we doing? This is Sean, your host of Local Anesthesia. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, I'm here with my special guests today, Hannah and Isaac. Hello,
hey.
Guys. Welcome.
What's up, everybody?
Before we get things rolling, I think Hannah has an important message to share with all of you.
I sure do. In 2021, the last year for which comprehensive figures are available, 69 people in the United States were struck by lightning and 11 of them died. Motor vehicle crashes caused 42,915 deaths, 47,646 Americans committed suicide, gun violence killed 48,830 people. Diabetes was listed as the direct cause on 103,294 death certificates. More than 106,000 people died from drug overdoses, with more than 70,000 of those from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl. Approximately 460,000 deaths were associated with COVID-19, and zero people died from overdosing on marijuana. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Powerful. That's zero deaths, folks.
Zero.
Just putting it out there.
Not to undercut the message, but I wonder if there are some deaths that might be linked to behavior linked to...
Oh, probably. Yeah, I would say.
That would be an interesting study.
Yeah, like not an actual overdose, more so you did some dumb stuff while you were intoxicated.
What are the rates of like hospitalization?
Yeah.
For not the substance itself.
To be fair,
like, there's probably a good amount. System. While doing X thing, that would be an interesting study.
To be fair, it's probably lower than alcohol and painkillers and other things.
For sure.
But I'm sure it still exists. I'm sure,
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we need a census on that. But anyway, what have we been listening to so far? We had Sir Benny Miles by Armand Hammer and The Alchemist to start off the show. And we had New Tech by Pink Navel and Kenny Siegel. Pink Navel, they're a... local rapper. They're based out of Somerville, so that's pretty cool. And we also had Brown Steel by Choker. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
I got vaccinated today.
Yes, they were. Hannah and Isaac just telling me they both got COVID and flu shots. How was that? I'm feeling subdued right now.
I'm used to this at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
I brought my vax cards, and it's like you don't even... They just give you a...
They give
a
you
sticker,
a new... Yeah, like, they gave me a new thing. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this, but
yeah.
Okay.
It's low-key confusing, because then you have, like, three vax cards, and you're like, which one do I even show? People
just,
ask for records of it.
Paperclip it to my other one, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there has to be...
I've just never needed it. I've needed my vax card, like, one or two times over the entire time I've had it. And I now have more vax cards than, like, times I've needed to use it. It's really funny how freaked out people were getting
when
that was first happening.
People are buying fake ones, which is so funny.
That is hilarious.
That's way more effort than just getting the
shot.
Like,
literally just get it.
Like, just so...
Also, most places would let you in if you just showed, like, a picture of one, so you could just...
You could get a picture of someone else's,
Like, there was... Yeah. It was one of the... It was, like, the lowest bar to clear for, like,
absolutely
requirements.
I feel like they just have to streamline it more. Like, there should be, like, an online portal that's like, oh, this is every time you've been vaccinated. Rather than, like, having to paperclip together, like, stupid pieces of paper, you know?
I remember it was a pain trying to find all my vaccinations when I first got to Tufts.
Yeah.
A record of it all together, because there's stuff from, like, when
I had
was,
to
like, a
get
baby.
Some when I went to Tufts. I don't know what it... I don't remember what I had to get. But I had to get one of them, because I just hadn't gotten it. Like, I'd gotten most of my shots, but... Apparently not. I think it was the meningitis one I had to get.
There's different, like, state requirements.
Yeah.
Like, we don't always do that.
You know, they're very strange with what they required. It was a long list.
Yeah.
I feel like I got them all when I was younger, though,
so
it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
It was more so just getting a COVID vaccine.
I was so close to being mean, because, like, the needle was in my arm. Like, it was inside my arm, and she was like, relax your muscle, please. And I'm like... It's in my arm already. I don't know.
Do you get like squeamish? Do you not like needles?
I'm like fine. I had to close my eye. I had like a beanie and I was squeezing the hat. But I'm usually fine with it. It's the blood that freaks me out. Like getting my blood drawn. I haven't gotten my blood drawn in over a decade at this point. It's pretty bad. I've been overdue for like a long time.
Well, since I'm diabetic, they do that every year for me.
I see.
So like I'm used to needles and blood drawing and all that. The one thing I don't really like is blood pressure when they measure your blood pressure.
That
it always
freaks
makes me
out.
Yeah, it always makes me very no. Like when they strap
up
it to
the
upper arm. Yeah.
And they squeeze it.
That's what
they squeeze. Okay. It freaks me out.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about it just is unsettling.
Like a needle, there's like a pinch or something, but this is just like
pressure. I don't even mind the pinch per se. It's more so.
Yeah, it's not the pain.
I feel like my upper arm is being suffocated.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I really don't like it.
It freaks me out.
I've never.
Yeah.
It's just like it's happening, and I'm just like, get it off. Like I just don't like it. I don't obviously not actually saying that out loud because I'm not 6 years old, but I don't.
Internally, you're like, get it off.
No, like it's so weird.
It's not even like there for. It's probably not that long, but it feels like
forever.
Forever.
I don't like feeling my own heartbeat. I think that might be it too. Yeah. That just makes me freaked out.
Yeah, I think it's more like a little bit of paranoia too. You're like, oh no, like
I'm gonna lose circulation in my arm.
Yeah, I'm gonna lose like it's taking too long. What if my blood pressure is too high?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's probably higher because they do it, and I get nervous.
Oh, we're playing the next song right now. I should announce it. This is "Let Me Go" by the Chicago Gangsters. Really cool soul track that I found randomly.
Nice.
Yeah, so we got quite a few more songs coming up. I think we can stop yapping and get back to the music for right now.
Sure.
All right, enjoy, everybody.
Too raw, don't seem too many things. That's why I'm way too hard. I know too many ways that I could break your heart. So it's safe apart. It's something about maybe I keep it way too real. And it drives you insane that I can't change how I feel. But you still on my brain, and I'm still right here. Still right here. Crazy.
say we done, we'll be again. I think maybe I keep it too real. I'm with her, but got you in my head. I got visions, you gripping the bed. Say your friends keep calling you crazy. But it's when you answer the first ring. She just sent me a text, you belong to me. We need one-on-one time in Palm Springs. Hate the fact you be acting just like me. Through the back, they ain't checking for ID. Corsair, she's better than Spike Lee. Every time I see her face, make me wanna blow it back. Ain't no sin, baby, bounce if you wanna leave.
I done made it through another year.
Yeah.
I should get a plaque.
Please.
I deserve a trophy.
Go.
I'll take silver second.
Yeah.
Even bronze low key.
Whoa.
I kept my head down.
Down.
I kept my hands soapy.
Clean.
I took a couple hits.
Pow.
More like a barrage.
Ow.
Took a deep breath. I sent message to God.
God.
And after everything, I still made it to my garage.
To my garage.
And after everything, I still made it to my garage.
I'm still alive. I'm still getting by one way or another. Thinking maybe I'm meant for more than a life, just shy of the gutter. I'm still alive. I'm still getting by one way or another. I'm thinking maybe I'm meant for more than a life, just shy of the gutter.
My demons, they are very alive. They just vary in size. From barely my height to there in the sky. I wear a disguise, aware of my pride. It's buried inside deep. I'm paranoid, eyes open, especially when I sleep. Especially when I ride, and I multiply by three. I can feel the divide, it equals R.I.P. I'm sick of wondering if all y'all see. All y'all sleep, all y'all key. I peel the layers back, don't play with that, that's all I be. You can't explain the fact that hate is blacks but bite our steez. I digress though, 2 a.m. in Hollywood or the Obama special. I'm sort of the prime example of fourth quarter LeBron. I'm for sure intertwined. Part of me if I'm too abrasive. I blossom like tulips and keep it true till I meet my maker. A baker, no Anita, but I need her like a scholar need a teacher. A daughter need a father, or a choir need a preacher. I require an acquired taste, inspired to go higher than Mariah on the finest day. I'ma find a way, we gon' make it out. We gon' be okay, we gon' make it out. We gon' be okay, we gon' make it out.
I'm still alive. I'm still getting by one way or another. I'm thinking maybe I'm meant for more than a life, just shy of the gutter. I'm still alive. I'm still getting by one way or another. I'm thinking maybe I'm meant for more than a life, just shy of the gutter.
If you want it, then you gotta go get it. Test a lesson, life won't let you forget it. I've been so afraid of life, I don't forget how to live it. I've been so afraid of life, I don't forget how to live it. I've been so afraid of life, I don't forget how to live it. If you want it, then you gotta go get it.
so afraid of life. I don't forget.
This is a natural process of what happens when someone is on the peak of greatness. There are always going to be people talking trash. You're so much better than that. You're so much better than me. You're a better version of me. You're a better version of your father. And you have to not be angry. You have to not be upset. But you just have to understand that this is the kind of thing that happens when someone is on the peak of something great. And right now,
to share your body that I want to keep, but you said it's not deep until the answer I need. It's weird how people still think it's pretend. The bond between us does and end. But they don't know the long distance we went. The one that we'll put behind us now that we're more than friends. I always wondered if we passed on the street, and I still never asked you yet to meet. But there's no other place I'd want to be than sat here replying to someone on a screen. I think I need a picture, cause it's never enough to see you smiling in my mind when I lay still in the dark. It starts with you. Starts with you. I'm obsessed with the idea that one day it breaks up, cause after that I know I'll never be as capable of love. After you. After you. Make them personal, then say them to me. My focus is everywhere, I'm not listening. I got a read and all my palm just to see. Don't choose, leave everything you're supposed to. I'm wasting away, I feel so I got a confession, I'm never giving up. I just need to know if you're capable of love. And I think I need a picture, cause it's never enough to see you smiling in my mind when I lay still. I'm obsessed with the idea that one day it breaks up, cause I
Do, do, do. Hello, hello, everybody. We're back on the microphone. I just played a bunch of songs without announcing any of them, so I'm going to give them all to you rapid fire. We had Belong to You featuring Babyface Ray by Brent Faiyaz. We had Still Alive by Group Therapy. Electric Fish by Anna Frango Electrico. Temi Di Susi by Alessandro Alessandroni. Let Me In Your Life by Asha Puthley. One Thing Left to Try by MGMT. Pink Pantheress, Capable of Love. And that was just Zach Fox's Only Thing on My Mind. And right.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Boom, 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 boom. Brrr. Hit him with the West Side Gun ad lib real quick. Currently, this is Be Kool-Aid, Palace's Interlude. Or it's what a question mark. Palace's Interlude? Is it an interlude? It's a minute long song.
Huh. I suppose that would make it an interlude.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so they're questioning if it's an interlude or not. Like, so. I don't know what to make of that. But yeah.
I was telling Isaac about the time, like, 4 years ago, you were at my house when Vlad was a kitten.
Yeah.
And I came in the room with Vlad in my arms, and you went, and Vlad's a cat, by the way, and you went, puppy!
I had a long day that day, I remember that. I went, puppy!
Puppy! As my kitten is in my arms.
I meant to say kitty, obviously.
He's no longer a little kitty.
Yeah, now he's a fat,
he's a big, fat, fat black fool. Cat.
He's a fat person.
No, we had this conversation. I had this conversation the other day. They were like, "Are you a dog or a cat person?" I'm like, "I feel like I default to dog." I used to think I didn't like cats as much, but then my friend Hannah has this black cat, and he was very cute. So
he's a good boy.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
He was a better boy when he was a kitten, though.
Yeah, well, I did preface it by saying it's been a
lot. What the. What you've been saying lately. You're more likely to call him a bastard.
Is he more lazy now?
Cartman.
Lazy? Yeah, he's like Cartman. He's lazy.
He's like Cartman.
He's lazy, and he has been, I think, holding it against me that I've gone to school and abandoned him. Because I'll come home, and he just has no interest in me anymore.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't like to cuddle with me anymore.
Aww.
It's sad.
That's sad. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all his fault.
Yeah. He's being petty. He's like, "Oh, you gotta go to school.
Yeah,
you got
like,
no time for me."
He's holding a grudge. I'm like, "You're a cat. Get over it.
Get over yourself.
You're
come on, Vlad.
A cat." So yeah.
Do you have any pets, Isaac, or no?
I got my dog, Maisel.
She's incredible.
That's great.
I can't expand on it too much just because, like, normally I'd just show you a picture, but for the listeners at home, it's not.
Yeah, well, what kind of dog is it?
She's a Cavalier.
Cavalier. Oh, nice.
She's perfect.
Black and brown and white.
She loves me.
She loves everybody.
Hey.
She's very loving.
She loves me more, though.
Yeah,
she does love you.
Don't shatter Hannah's fantasy. She's like, the dog likes me. Like, personally.
No, I mean, there was a strong, like, connection there.
She's so perfect. I miss her. Gonna go back to Austin just so I can see her again.
She's a sweetie.
Awesome. Yeah, I don't have any pets at the moment. I've never had a cat or a dog. The most I had,
Never had a cat or a dog.
No, I had fish.
Oh.
Yeah, I was that lame
kid.
How
long did they last, typically?
Like,
that's kind of a harsh way to put it.
Like, I feel like they might die off a year and a half. You know,
yeah,
they were alive
decent.
For a while. Like, we made sure to feed them, change
them.
The water. My dad was constantly changing their water. You know,
he's treating them well.
Yeah, I think eventually we just like threw out the fish tank because all of the fish died like at once.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know what it was.
That's horrible.
Maybe the filter was broken
yeah.
or something. Something killed them all instantly.
It's like we're not going to redo the vault.
Yeah, yeah. And I think at that point we were like, we can retire the fish tank. It's too much maintenance.
For, not as much reward.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can, like pet the fish.
No. Like, they swim around. They'd be real happy when you put the little, like, fish things
the
in
flakes.
There. Yeah, the flakes, yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, that was a little boring. I feel like at some point, you know, living independently, have my own apartment, whatnot. Like, get a little dog,
no,
get a little
get
cat.
A cat.
Yeah.
I want to get a kitty.
That's in the future. That's
yeah.
You want to get a cat?
Like, once I have, like, my own place, like, I don't know, and, like, my job that is going to be, like, my career job, and I, like, know what my schedule is, and I don't know. A lot of other things have to come into place. and then I'd be like, I'd want to have a little cat. Probably.
I want a cat next
unless
semester.
I'm doing a. Actually, there's a good chance that I'd probably even then I'd still be in a living with six other just out of college people situation, and that would probably not be perfect for a cat.
Well, some people would be fine with it.
It just depends. That's what I mean. Like, I'm not really.
Yeah, it's
going
to be something y'all mutually agree to be like, yeah. Oh, I want a cat. Is that okay? And then be like, yes or no.
Yeah, I've talked to my roommates about it because I want a cat, and I still go back and forth, but I'm leaning strongly towards getting a cat. Might not be a good idea, but. But the thing is, like, I don't know.
Just want to make Vlad even more mad. And like,
well, this one's for me, though. Yeah. It's not for my parents.
Yeah, fair enough. That's true. It's not.
Unless
yeah.
they have to take it, which also they would be fine with doing. Like, I wouldn't get the cat if I didn't have that, like, safety net of, like, if I suddenly can't take care of the cat, someone else can.
Yeah, no, for sure. I get that.
And then Vlad would have a friend.
What song is next? So we just played Ocean. I don't know how to pronounce it. Ocean. Ocean, but like what is Z? Fall, like a shoegaze band. I've heard some of their stuff. They only have one song on Spotify, which is crazy to me. But yeah, this is 3 AM by Thundercat. And after this, we have Zombie by the Cranberries to close out the show.
Yay, I love that song.
I think I added something, but I don't think it fits the.
Oh, we can play. I mean, we have a little bit of time. What you want to play?
I added a Postal Service song, but we only have like 10 minutes and you're playing. I don't know how long Zombie is. So I don't know.
Zombie
is
like 5 minutes.
It also doesn't. It doesn't fit the. It would have been better earlier on. I kind of.
That's
added
true.
It last
you know
week.
What? We could play it next
so
week.
So we'll do something
next
else.
Time.
I'm gonna play Postal Service on my show anyway because I've been listening to that a lot.
But maybe we'll have to join you.
Yeah, perhaps. Perhaps that's how we'll
well,
do
I
it.
I got great. Yeah,
got
like, I'll do the plug right now.
Oh yeah,
right.
Guys, plug your shows.
Hour to Kill. I'm gonna have special guest. Grace from is she in Special Collections?
Special
is that the department?
Collections, yeah.
She's gonna talk about her exhibit about I think it's called Esoterica.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check that out in Tish, and you can hear
Grace.
Her talk about it. And she's gonna teach an ex-college class about Zoroastrianism.
That's sick.
So I'm gonna figure out what that's all about. I'll get to the bottom of it.
Sounds very interesting.
No, yeah, I'm really. I don't know a lot about like either of those topics, so I'm really curious. What she has to say.
Listen to my show on Mondays at 6 p.m. I don't have anything planned next week, but it's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, my thing's Saturday, 6 p.m., I feel like.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, mention the time. And my show, as always, Local Anesthesia, 5 to 6 p.m.
Right
Thursdays. Yeah, same bat time, same bat station. Yeah, so this is Cranberries. Hope you guys enjoy. Take care of yourselves. Thank you for listening. You see it. Apologies for the dead air. We're having a little technical difficulty. What'd you say? Yeah, I think that will be what we do, unfortunately. Oh, never mind. I think we have it working now. No? Okay, Rivendell it is.
Maybe you're a